Yeah, that's my Lost in Space chess set. The robot's the White King.
Wait, it's missing Dr. Smith.
He's the bishop.
What? All your board games are missing pieces.
I can't be responsible for every piece of a game I bought at a yard sale or salvaged from the garbage.
How do you lose the die in the middle of the Pop-O-Matic?
Rats?
Given all these empty pizza boxes and burger containers, I'm sure the rats had other priorities in this hovel.
Well, maybe they were competitive rats who liked to cheat.
Ugh.
So, I guess since we can't find a complete game, and you're legally required to give me a chance to stave off death by playing a game, we postpone?
You're not getting away from me that easy.
I think I gotta take this.
There's no hooks in this Jaws game. Well, maybe we can just use our fingers?
I would think those skeletal digits of yours would give you an unfair advantage. Hello?
Turn on the television.
You?
Who's that?
Nobody. What do you mean, turn on the television?
You're going to want to see this.
Ugh!
Damn, now I'm hearing her in stereo.
Consider it a potential future if you don't stop behaving like an ass.
You know, I was behaving like an ass before your zygote developed on...
Just watch. I'll be in touch to renegotiate.
How can an Oops All Shoots edition of Chutes and Ladders exist?
Keep looking. Let's see what all this hubbub is hubbubbing about.
My name is Fenley Hubbard, kids.
Who is this garter-wearing goofball?
Lived here in Twin Dunes all my life. Of course, some of us went away like Mrs. Marvin and came back. Coming out of his house there is Professor Harry Conlon. He quit college teaching to devote himself to solving weird happenings. Morning, Professor.
Morning, Fenley.
And shopping in our big market is Mrs. Marvin. Before she married, she was Miss Moulton. When her husband died mysteriously in Europe, she came back to Twin Dunes. She and I hit it off right away, but the professor, well, he was different. He wouldn't play cards with us.
You never join us, Professor Conlon. Don't you play cards?
Not him, Mrs. Marvin. He likes to sit and watch. Sometimes I think that's all he does, is watch you.
Maybe, Fenley, but she is a remarkable woman.
What a nice compliment, Professor. The nicest I've gotten ever since my husband died.
One night, the professor was discussing his favorite subject, vampirism.
There was an outbreak of vampirism right here in Twin Dunes, only 200 years ago. Someone named Elizabeth Moulton was put to death with a stake through her heart. Here comes Mrs. Marvin.
Oh, come on. This goof tipped the twist right away.
Sorry, did I interrupt something?
I was just discussing vampirism, Mrs. Marvin.
Please proceed. I'm a good listener.
Only 2 years ago, an archaeologist died mysteriously in Egypt. On his neck were two bites.
What? You think my audience is that dumb?
Nonsense. Vampirism doesn't exist.
I didn't realize until Mrs. Marvin left the professor had made an unintentional blunder.
What a fool I am! I forgot that the archaeologist was her husband!
Well, she didn't say anything, so I guess you're forgiven. After that night, Mrs. Marvin always phoned before she came over.
You're alone, Finley? I'll be over. I didn't want to intrude. The professor was visiting.
It was in August that the first of the strange, awful things happened. My handy boy around the hotel was stricken. It appears to me it's those pesky black flies that hit here every second week of August, Doc. Rafe here has lost lots of blood.
Lots of people can't take those bites. I'll look at it again.
But as the days went on, Rafe got weaker. Doc even called on Professor Conlon for advice.
I thought you might help me. Rafe's weaker.
Glad to. I'll cancel my date with Fenley.
That night, I decided to go to bed early. It was a lovely moonlit night. But I couldn't sleep. Something in my subconscious seemed to be trying to warn me of danger. Once I closed my eyes, and when I opened them...
Fenley.
Who... What is that? I jumped out of bed and hurriedly closed the window, fearful what was out there might enter the room.
Finley, open up.
As I shut each window, this nameless horror floated to them, trying to get inside.
You know what would alleviate this boredom? Some big ugly monster jump scare!
Who are you talking to?
I closed the last one and sank to the floor. It was still there, its fingers caught.
Let me in.
I can't look again. Oh. Early next morning.
Fenley, what happened?
Oh, I imagined I saw something fly in through the window.
It wasn't a dream. Did this thing look like it was Mrs. Marvin?
Come to think of it, but no! No, that's impossible. I agreed to help guard my hired boy in Doc's cottage, to which he had been removed.
I feel much stronger now, Mr. Fenley. I don't need a guard.
It's the professor's orders. A few days later.
Hello, Fenley.
Why, Mrs. Marvin, what brings you out so early?
I've been worried about Raph. I thought I might sit with him for an hour.
Suddenly, I noticed her fingers were bandaged. I stood shocked.
I'm sure the professor won't mind.
I certainly do mind.
Surely you can't object.
I do, and you know why. You are a...
My blood chilled at the change that came over Mrs. Marvin. Her face took on a horrible look as she suddenly turned and fled. Mrs. Marvin, look out! That truck! Days later, in the Moulton family plot, I knew I had lost a friend.
Buck up, Fenley.
Why did she run? I don't understand.
You haven't seen the last of Mrs. Marvin. She will return.
You have no right to speak evil of the dead, Professor. Apologize, or we're through as friends.
I'm a scientist, Fenley. An apology is not due you, as you will soon see.
From then on, I stubbornly refused to call on the professor. Then, one night, as I passed the house where Mrs. Marvin once lived, my blood froze, for suddenly, out of the dark shadows came... Mrs. Marvin! It can't be, but she's dead! Terror-stricken, I rushed to the professor's house. I found him talking to Dr. Ross.
What's wrong? You look like you've seen a ghost.
I have! The ghost of Mrs. Marvin!
That explains the new outbreak. Fenley, it's about time you realize the truth. Mrs. Marvin is not dead.
But she is! I saw her buried!
Yes, but an evil spirit inhabits Mrs. Marvin's body that has been abroad for 200 years now. I'm sure her husband died of vampirism. The vampire must have recognized Mrs. Marvin, which is why she was not attacked that day in the tomb.
200 years? You mean it's the Molten Curse? Molten was her maiden name.
Precisely. In each female Molten, the vampire spirit has taken root and has never been exorcised. But it will be by daybreak.
I still couldn't believe it. But an hour later, we were in the Twin Dunes Cemetery.
Here's her grave. Now, we must hide.
Professor! It's Mrs. Marvin! She's...
Wiping blood from her mouth as I expected. Watch and be quiet!
She's sinking into the earth! I can't look.
Control yourself, Fenley. We've got to open the grave.
How I ever lived through those horrible minutes, I'll never know. At last, we got the coffin up.
You don't have to look. This is my job. I'll have it open in a minute.
It's horrible. She looks alive.
She is alive. But now, we'll release her. There. It's all over. Mrs. Marvin's free now, forever.
But she's nothing but dust.
And resting at last. We have killed the molten vampire spirit. Cheer up, Fenley. The sun is rising on another day. I'm sure wherever she is, Mrs. Marvin is grateful to us for releasing her. Not still scared of vampires, are you?
Me? Scared? Don't be silly. Of course, kiddies. I still close my windows every night. But I'm sure nothing so awful can happen again. And you're not scared, are you? After all, this is the 21st century, even if we are in... the public domain.
What twiddle! What twaddle! What horse-flavored pucky sticks! I am deeply offended.
Did you sabotage all your board games knowing I was coming?
Oh, I'm past this storyline. I got some revenge to be planning.
But the game must be played.
My dignity must be restored. But if you're so worried, you can come with on my path of bloody retribution.
Well, I might be needed if you were planning on killing people.
So come on! We're going shopping.
Shopping?
You've been listening to The Nameless Terror of Twin Falls, adapted by Thomas DJ and performed by the 8TW Audio Works. Produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design by Chris Honeywell. Chris Honeywell was the horror host. Nicole Tomte was the Grim Reaper and the producer. Charlie Niemeyer was Fenley Hubbard. Tim Price was Professor Harry Conlon. Cambry Varner was Mrs. Marvin. Claire Void was Dr. Ross. And Kitani was Rafe. Music provided by Dello Sound Epic Music Tracks, Nikita Kondrashi. This audio play was based on the story by Goldfarb and Bear, featured in the Story Comics comic Dark Mysteries, June-July 1951, and is in the public domain. If you enjoyed this story, it and many other comic books in the public domain are available at digitalcomicmuseum.com. Please visit and support them. As always, you can contact us at 8twinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation on the 8TW Discord. You can find the invite at 8twtheater.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.